the same facility. Thank you very much, Madam Secretary, for giving me the chance to interview. First of all, what is it like to be for you back to the country after 18 years?
Well, it is a wonderful treat, I have to say. I have followed events in Burma all this time and watched the hard parts, the difficult parts, and now with great surprise and pleasure, I think, some of the changes that are taking place. So I was very glad to be able to come back. Also, to have the opportunity to talk with such a wide variety of people. On my first visit here, I met with the government officials and then with Aung San Suu Kyi. And this time, I have met with Aung San Suu Kyi and government officials, but also I had the opportunity to meet with people from civil society, women's groups, representatives of ethnic political parties, religious representatives, and so it gave me a much better picture of various things that are going on in the country. So it's been a very good trip.
As you said, you have met people from various sectors, the cabinet, and the most question everybody wants to know and everybody asking regarding what has been going on in the country is still in the position of tending back from the immigration reform. What's your observation on that?
Well, I think that they are very much on the right road. My own sense is that it cannot be reversed, but one never really knows because there's always a dynamic in events. But I'm hopeful, and the sense that I got from all the various groups that I talked to was while they see problems, they also are trying to figure out solutions and trying to find ways that they can learn from the mistakes, their own mistakes, but also examples from other countries. So I think that they are on the right track. They need the support of the international community. They need to have a variety of different help, whether it is in training and education, some obviously in the importance of investment and economic assistance. They have a very, very large gap between the rich and the poor, and people have expectations, and so they have to figure out how to meet those expectations.
What should the U.S. do to make sure Burma has a pandemic?
Well, it isn't just the U.S. I think that the U.S. Has, in fact, eased the sanctions regime. Say we have exchanged ambassadors. President Obama has been here. President Kim Chen was in the United States, and I think we are showing all kinds of support. I think that we are looking at United States USAID is here. Also, our non-governmental organizations. I'm chairman of the board of the National Democratic Institute, and we have programs here now in terms of training for parliamentarians, working with various groups in civil society, helping on political party training. And we're going to host a number of people from Burma and the United States, an exchange program. So I think we're going to be doing quite a lot.
Do you notice experience any change in the country you unexpectedly hoped before?
Well, I think that it's hard for me. What I find interesting is that some of the people that there's a willingness to work together that I hadn't seen before, frankly, but that's not, it's not totally fair for me to say that since I haven't met with such a wide variety of people. I think there is also a recognition that things were wrong, that something different had to be done, and that you couldn't suppress people in the way that had happened in the previous, 18 years ago, and that Burma can flourish if, in fact, it recognizes its diversity and builds on that.
You are the highest ranking U.S. official ever visited North Korea. And as you know, Burma has had a military relationship with North Korea. How much should you be concerned that Burma will be maintaining secretly the military relations with North Korea?
I do not know about that, but I do think that We have to make sure that the North Koreans are not a threat. President Obama has said that. We want to see a denuclearized Korean peninsula. And we also, there have been international steps in terms of sanctions against North Korea. And I think that if Burma wants to be a country in good standing internationally, then it's important to abide by whatever international regulations or rules that have been made.
My very first question, you are the very first Secretary of State, female Secretary of State in the United States of America. So there are now in Burma a lot of female representatives and a female, the next generation female leaders. I'm very much interested to know your suggestions and advice to those next generation leaders, especially for those women.
Well, I had a very interesting meeting with the women, representatives of women's groups. I think that there has to be greater involvement of women politically and economically if Burma is going to really flourish. And I say that not just because I'm a woman and a feminist, but because we know that when half of population is female and you don't use the talents, then you're wasting a resource. And so I think that women have to be in political life, women have to own businesses, help in economic life, and men need to understand that it's better for the country. But opportunities have to be made, and women have to take advantage of them. So I was very glad to meet with the women's groups.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice to see you. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.